Happy Mammoth, the zero-compromise company behind Hormone Harmony, uses only clinically proven ingredients. No GMOs, fillers, or junk. Just pure, effective support. And get this, over 2.4 million women worldwide have rediscovered their vitality with Happy Mammoth. In a survey of 1,831 women, the results spoke volumes. 86% noticed easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. 77% felt improvements in mood and well-being. And 100% said they finally felt like themselves again. Plus, it's backed by over 50,000 glowing reviews praising deeper sleep, calmness, and renewed energy. Ready to feel your harmonious best? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order of Hormone Harmony at happymammoth.com. Just enter code POSITIVE at checkout. Try it risk-free and join the millions who've reclaimed their spark. Visit happymammoth.com and use code POSITIVE today. Your journey to feeling balanced starts now.
Life, my friends, is often compared to a tumultuous sea with waves crashing against the ship of our existence. It's during these storms that we find ourselves clinging desperately to the mast, praying for the strength to weather the tempest. But let me remind you that even in the darkest moments, God is the lighthouse that pierces through the gloom, guiding us safely to the shores of tranquility. In the book of Psalms, we find solace and encouragement. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. These words resonate with the promise that God is not only present in our trials, but will lead us through them, unscathed and victorious. My dear brothers and sisters, our faith is tested, not in times of calms. It is in the crucible of adversity that we discover the strength of our convictions and the depth of our trust in the Almighty. Consider the story of Job, a righteous man who faced unimaginable trials. Despite losing his possessions, his health, and even his family, Job's strong belief in God never wavered. In the end, God restored Job's fortunes and blessed him abundantly. Likewise, as you face the storms in your life, remember that God's plan for you is greater than the challenges you encounter. Each wave that crashes against your ship is an opportunity for you to demonstrate your trust in the Creator. It may seem as if the storm will never end, but God's timing is perfect, and He will bring you through to the other side. Think of Peter walking on water toward Jesus. As long as his gaze was fixed on the Savior, he defied the laws of nature. It was only when he allowed fear to divert his attention that he began to sink. Like Peter, keep your eyes on God during the storm. Let your faith be the anchor that holds you steady amidst the raging seas. Our God is not a distant spectator, but a compassionate and loving Father who walks with us through every trial. He understands our fears, our doubts, and our pain. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus reassures us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. Take comfort in the knowledge that God is with you, ready to carry your burdens and provide the rest your soul craves. My friends in your storm, remember the words of the psalmist, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul." God, the good shepherd, not only guides us through the storms, but also leads us to places of peace and restoration. Trust in his guidance, and you will find solace in the midst of chaos. Now, my beloved friends, let us delve deeper into the profound wisdom embedded in God's Word. The Bible is a treasure trove of promises and assurances that echo through the ages, offering us a guiding light, even in the darkest of moments. Consider the story of the disciples caught in a tempest on the Sea of Galilee. As the waves battered their boat and fear gripped their hearts, Jesus emerged, walking on the water. Peter, ever bold, stepped out in faith but began to sink when he focused on the tumultuous sea, rather than the master. Jesus reached out his hand, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Matthew 14:31. This narrative teaches us not only about the power of faith, but also about the gentle rebuke of a loving Savior who invites us to trust him fully. Likewise, when the storms of life assail us, it is crucial to fix our gaze upon Jesus. Amidst the chaos, his outstretched hand beckons us to rise above our doubts and fears. Let faith be the vessel that carries you through the tumult, knowing that the same Jesus who walked on water is the one who walks with you through your trials today. In times of adversity, it is natural to question why we must endure such challenges. Job, in his suffering, sought answers from God. The Lord responded not with a detailed explanation of the reasons behind Job's trials, but with a revelation of his omnipotence and sovereignty. God reminded Job that his ways are higher, his understanding beyond human comprehension. Similarly, as you face the storms of life, surrender your need for immediate answers. Trust that God's plan, though mysterious, is intricately woven for your good. The storms may be part of a larger narrative that leads to your growth, resilience, and a deeper understanding of God's grace. Embrace the journey, knowing that the author of your story is working all things together for your benefit. Romans 8:28. Let us also draw strength from the Apostle Paul, who endured numerous hardships in his missionary journeys. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, 10, he recounts the Lord's response to his plea for relief from a thorn in his flesh. "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" Even in our moments of weakness, God's grace is more than sufficient. It is in our vulnerability that the strength of Christ becomes evident. When the storms threaten to overwhelm, lean on the grace that sustains, empowers, and uplifts. In your weakness, find the opportunity for God's strength to manifest in extraordinary ways. Consider the words of Isaiah 41:10, a beacon of assurance in the face of life storms. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." These words are a promise, a covenant of divine presence and unwavering support. Take refuge in the knowledge that God is not a distant observer, but an active participant in your journey. As we face the storms, let us also reflect on the life of Noah. In obedience to God's command, Noah built an ark to weather the flood that would cleanse the earth. The storm was not only a means of purification, but also a symbol of God's faithfulness to those who obey his guidance. In Genesis 9:13, God establishes the rainbow as a covenant, a sign that the storms will pass and his promises endure. Likewise, the storms you face are not without purpose. They may be cleansing, refining, and molding you into the person God intends you to be. The rainbow of God's promises awaits on the horizon, a testament to his enduring faithfulness. Embrace the storms as part of your journey, confident that they are a prelude to the fulfillment of God's covenant in your life. In the midst of life's tempest, remember the words of Psalm 107:29-30. "He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven." God has the power to still the storm, to bring peace to the chaos that surrounds you. Trust in his guidance, for he will lead you to the haven of his perfect will. My brothers and sisters, let us now explore the profound concept of peace that surpasses understanding. In the Gospel of John, Jesus imparts these comforting words to his disciples, and by extension to us. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. This divine peace is not contingent on external circumstances, but flows from the abiding presence of our Lord. During the storms that assail us, it's easy for fear to take root in our hearts. The unknown can be daunting, and the waves of uncertainty may threaten to overwhelm us. However, Jesus assures us that his peace is a gift, a supernatural tranquility that transcends our understanding. In the midst of chaos, hold fast to this promise and allow the peace of Christ to anchor your soul. Consider the story of Paul and Silas in the prison at Philippi, Acts 16:22-34. Despite being unjustly beaten and imprisoned, they chose to worship and praise God in the darkest hour of the night. Suddenly, a violent earthquake shook the foundations of the prison, and the doors flew open. The jailer, witnessing this miraculous event, was moved to inquire about the way of salvation. In their steadfastness and worship, Paul and Silas not only experienced a divine intervention, but also became instruments of God's grace in the life of the jailer. In the storms of life, our response to adversity can have a profound impact on those around us. When we choose to worship in the midst of our trials, we open the door for God to work miracles and touch the lives of others. Your faith, when unwavering, becomes a beacon of hope for those who may be watching. Let your praise be a testimony that even in the storm, God is worthy of adoration. Furthermore, let us explore the nature of storms in the context of growth and transformation. Just as plants need rain to flourish, we too need the storms of life to cultivate resilience, maturity, and spiritual depth. James 1:2-4 provides insight into this transformative process. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. In the garden of our lives, storms may seem like unwelcome disturbances, yet they are essential for our spiritual development. Embrace the challenges as opportunities for growth, recognizing that God is using them to cultivate endurance and maturity within you. In the crucible of trials, your character is refined and your faith becomes resilient. Think also of the disciples on the boat during the storm on the Sea of Galilee. As the wind and waves raged, Jesus slept peacefully in the boat. When the disciples woke him in fear, he calmed the storm with a simple command. Quiet, be still, Mark 4:39. In the same way, Jesus invites us to trust in his ability to bring calm to the chaos of our lives. The storms may be intense, but the authority of our Savior is greater. During your own tempests, remember that Jesus is in the boat with you. In his presence, you can find peace, security, and the assurance that the storm will not prevail. Invite him into the midst of your challenges, trusting that his calming influence will bring order to the chaos and stillness to the tumult. Dear friends, may the words we've shared today resonate in your hearts and serve as a source of inspiration and strength as you navigate the storms of life. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. God, the anchor in your storm, is ever present, guiding you with his unwavering love. As you face challenges, may you find comfort in the promises of Scripture and the stories of those who have gone before us. Embrace the transformative power of the storms, allowing them to shape you into a vessel of God's grace, strength, and love. I encourage you to share this message with those around you. friends, family, co-workers, and anyone who may need a reminder that they too can find solace and strength in God. Let us create a ripple effect of encouragement, spreading the light of hope and faith to every corner of our lives. If you've been touched by these words and want to receive more uplifting messages, subscribe to our channel or share this sermon on social media. Let us build a community that stands strong together, anchored in the promises of God. May you go forth with the assurance that, no matter the storm, you are held in the loving embrace of a God who will guide you through every trial. May His peace be your constant companion, and may you emerge from the storms, not just surviving, but thriving in His abundant grace. God bless you all, and may His love shine brightly in your lives. Now let's pray our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we gather before you today, we come with heavy hearts, facing the storms of life that have hit us hard. We ask for your grace and mercy to be upon us, to guide us through these difficult times, and to give us the strength to face the challenges that lie ahead. Lord, we pray for financial provision, knowing that you are the provider of all good things. We ask that you bless us abundantly and help us to manage our finances in a responsible and wise manner. May we always be good stewards of the resources you have given us, and may we use them to further your kingdom and to bless others. We also pray for healing. Lord, we know that you are the great physician and that nothing is impossible with you. We ask that you touch us with your healing hand, restoring our bodies and minds to full health and vitality. We ask for healing for those who are sick, injured, or struggling with chronic illness. May they feel your presence with them, giving them comfort, strength, and hope for the future. Finally, we pray for protection, Lord. We know that there are many dangers and challenges in this world, and we ask that you keep us safe from harm, protect us from accidents, from illness, from violence, and from all forms of harm. May we always be under your watchful eye, and may we trust in your protection at all times. Lord, we know that you are with us, always, even in the midst of the storms of life. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy, and we trust in your goodness and faithfulness. May we always seek your will, follow your ways, and honor your name in all that we do. We offer this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.